Friends, welcome to Regeneration here on this Monday night. My name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and lack of self-control. Y'all, so who here has heard of Johann Tetzel? One guy, Bruno, has heard of Johann Tetzel. Nobody else? So Johann Tetzel is a really important figure that you're probably really influenced by, though you don't know it. He was an antagonist. An antagonist, I had to look this up. So you'd get a right definition. It's an adversary, but a person who actively opposes or is hostile to someone or something, a substance that interferes with or inhibits the action of another. Johann Tetzel was a Dominican priest for the Roman Catholic Church, and he was selling indulgences 500 years ago. These indulgences that he was selling was a writ from the Catholic Church that would say, if you will purchase this, give money to the Roman Catholic Church, then in exchange, you can bounce one of your dead relatives out of purgatory, which, P.S., doesn't exist, public service announcement, or you yourself can be absolved of whatever that sin is. And so he was selling these again and again to try to get money. Every time the coffer rings from a coin, out from purgatory, a soul springs, is what he used to say. That was his little anecdote, which is heresy. It's false. And it really got under the skin of a guy that you know of named Martin Luther. Why am I talking about that? Because 500 years ago to tomorrow, the date, 500 years, is the date that the Reformation began. Reformation reformed back to the grace that Jesus Christ originally instated as he lived a sinless life, died the death that we deserved, and then rose from the grave victorious, so that it is in him alone that someone can be saved, not by works, so that no one may boast, but is by grace alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. Period. End of story. There's nothing you have done or could do that will ever keep you from him or get you to him aside from trusting in the free gift of salvation offered through Jesus Christ. And as Martin Luther heard someone saying that you could buy it, he said, no. And he took 95 theses, points of contention, nailed them against the church in Wittenberg, and started a revolution of grace that began with Jesus and has continued on through to today, reinstated 500 years ago, still today, here in Regeneration, as we proclaim Christ and grace available to everyone, not defined by anything that you have done in your past and not attainable by any amount of good works, which is what every other false religion will tell you, is that you've got to work your way to God only through Jesus, free gift of salvation. And the thing that got Martin Luther's attention was this verse as he read through Romans 1:17, and it says this, "For in the gospel, the good news, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith, from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." And so we don't perform. Jesus has performed for us. He has done the work. There's no more work to be done, which is why on the cross, he says, "It is finished for you. Grace forever for you, this free gift." And that's what regeneration is we're gathered here to talk about the grace that can be received through Jesus as a free gift from him. And in your life too, it may not be Johann Tetzel, but you have antagonists. And it's either Satan, maybe your own flesh, the spirit of the world, or whatever temptation or sin, but you've got an antagonist in your life leading you astray, causing you to pull away or think things that you shouldn't, to pull you away from God, and Jesus Christ is stepping in as that great reformer in your life to say, no, I've got you, you're mine, don't listen to the lies, I'm yours, I died for you and rose from the grave that you might be free. So welcome here to Regeneration tonight.